this something impossible? Not only will it be possible easily, with no cause at all. Because cause of the cause will decide it, and it will happen. Because we believe that the hand of the God is above all the hands. So that's the cause of all causes. Do talk about that. We talk about the people with long hand. They could reach out. So they could touch your heart. That's the part you don't know. Because when we talk about we are not always talking about you. We are talking about you for you, to live you and become we. In this we, there are magicians. There are exceptions. We believe in them. If it was not for the problem of the logic, I would have explained it. But I'm sorry, because I cannot tell you the cause, and I cannot leave you alone. I don't have any choice. I have to stay with you and try to do something. And I know you will not like it, because I'm not here to pamper you. I'm here to kick you. Because you have to waken up. Something in you is dormant. I know you don't like it, and I know what you like. Let me tell you what you like. You know what you like? Somebody who likes you, who appreciates you, who will tell you that you are the best of the best of the best. This is the story that we're talking. But you will see, he doesn't go immediately to this story. Pay attention. The first paragraph is a long one, and it's about something else. The appearance of this bear is a big show. It happens like this. There is a dragon. That dragon is eating up a bear. And bear cannot do anything. So he will shout, "Help, help!" A cavalier, a horseman, will arrive and will save him from the dragon. Why?
Because he's kind.
Because he cried for help. They say when you cry for help, you don't know what will happen. A long paragraph, you will see he will bring up a lot of different stuff, which is not the story, but it's a way of opening an argument, then going to somewhere else about a blind fellow who understands what the blindness really is. Then we'll come back to the bear. So be patient with the story. The story is a fellow, let's say a stupid fellow, who appreciates a lot the friendship of the bear and will die for that mistake. So, who is the volunteer tonight? No one? You are a volunteer. Go ahead.
Sorry, which?
Which?
At the beginning.
I'm putting trust. Okay.
And what are you doing?
Nothing. I just wanted to see what's not.
Really? Out loud.
I thought you said she's to read it out loud. I just asked what page it is. What's
look at it. all this explanation meant that I don't want to leave.
On putting trust in the phoniness and good faith of the bear. A dragon was pulling a bear. A valiant man went and succored it. The valiant man are a help in the world when the wail of the oppressed reaches. From every quarter they hear the cry of the oppressed.
Did you see
and
how
run
it
in
was?
The direction.
The opening was like this, one verse only, the first part. A dragon was entangled somehow with a bear. The next little part, there was this hero, which in Persian is lion man, because lion is the, let's say, gutsy fellow. A lion man went and saved him, or whatever succored means, right? Saved him. That was it. This is the story that we are going to hear, and it's opening of this. But no, stop it. There are these lion-hearted fellows in this universe for help. When they hear the shouting of somebody who is the victim, they listen to the shout of the victim. Whenever, from wherever they hear this shout of the victims, they will be there like a gift from God. So these are the Rahmat of God. These are the real medical fellows to go around and take care of the health of the people when they are sick. All those sicknesses, these are the MDs for that. See, the subject is this for the moment. Forget about the bear. Now think about this, because this is something to be developed, and you will see that you will not let go of this subject, because there is one problem with knowledge. Knowledge brings arrogance. When you know, of course you do like this, and to a certain point it's very good to be proud of your knowledge. It's like these athletic fellows, they should do this, they cannot be humble and champion of Olympic. They have to do that, but to a certain point only on the podium, and that's it, right? It's the same thing with the knowledge, but normally it always comes out like that. It says, that one is not the stuff. Humbleness. Where is the source of humbleness? If the source of arrogance is knowledge, source of humbleness is ignorance. Understand your ignorance, because it's there. Ignorance and knowledge are both at the same time. All our knowledges are relative, means there is half knowledge, half ignorance. We don't know. Oh, and this moment of the history that we know a lot, but we know that we don't know anything relatively. There is too much to know. So understanding that ignorance, my shortcoming. When I understand my shortcoming, what should I do? Look for a source, right? Shortcoming is in here. Where is the source? Outside. So I will cry out loud that I need help. I don't know. When I say I don't know, somebody will help. But if I go around and say, I know it all, I don't need anything, what will happen? The people are not silly to stop you and say, oh no, wait a minute, yes, we acknowledge your knowledge, your highness, your blah, blah, but there are shortcomings. That's what it is. So, pain. That is stuff who made the guy vomit, see? That is good. Because that's the key for my transformation. This is what we started right from the beginning. You remember our king in the mosque crying, understanding that I don't know too much. Confusion. This is what the state of mind I'm inheriting. Yes.
Those actresses for the breaches of the world, those physicians for hidden maladies, are pure love and justice and mercy, even as God. They are flawless and are unbridled.
That unbridled is very literally, you could say something like that, but it's not like that. The first part is they are the juice and the essence of love, justice, and rahmat, giving. Right? The second part is they are like hap, with no cause. But the cause here is in a way that it could be interpreted as sickness or weakness, because they're both in that word. And yes, bireshvat. Bireshvat means unbribed, literally, but it doesn't give that one. It means that you cannot bribe them, you cannot redirect them, influence them, and all that.
Incorruptible.
It means they are untouchable in a way. You cannot bribe them. You will ask the guy that, why are you doing this kindness? He will say, because of the sorrow and the impasse the guy is in. These fellows, they are hunters. They are hunting for kindness. And they are not, they are only looking as a medicine, they are looking for pain. Because they know when there is pain, then there is medicine. Really?
Why do thou give him this aid all at once, he says, on account of his grief and helplessness? Loving kindness is fallen a prey to the veiling man. Medicine seeks not in the world but the pain. Whenever a pain is, the remedy goes there. Whenever the lowland is, the water runs there. If thou want the water of mercy, go, become lowly, and then drink the wine of mercy and become drunken. Mercy upon mercy comes up to the head. Do not thou come down to a single mercy, O son.
See how clear it is, the subject, that, listen, if you wanted to receive this good wine, you should become humble. Become humble. Stay low, the water will come to you. Do not start to raise yourself or inflate your ego. And I know your ego will bring in, your logic will bring in now some of the goodness given to you. Of course it is. Because if you will not be given anything, you will die, you will perish. So there are a lot of rahmat. But do not stop it with one of them or two of them. Follow the line.
Bring the sky under thy feet, O brave one. Hear from above the firmament, the noise of the music.
Excuse me, the first one, yes, bring the sky under your feet, which is not the sky. because the sky is the sky.